You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to this Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. It's now my pleasure to bring in our esteemed producer, Jason Gibbs, for a great three-way round of fact or fiction.
Can you say that on the air?
Fact or fiction.
Whatever I want.
Well, that's good. All right, guys.
Gibbs is blushing.
No, definitely not. Not after this week. Question number one for everybody. Outside of quarterback, the number one need for the Browns at pick number 12 should be a defensive line.
Fact. Outside, well, defensive line slash outside linebacker. Rush. I want someone that's going to rush the passer and be a game changer in that capacity.
You read my mind, because when you start saying defensive line fact, I was going to say I'm coming back with fiction. So I'll go fiction, because I think the edge rusher now, after not addressing it in free agency and with the crop of talent at that position in the draft, that's the position I'm eyeing at 12.
I agree. I'm going to go pass rusher, or hoping and wishing that one of those top three wide receivers is still available at 12. And a lot of that has to do with Mel Kiper's perspective yesterday, that Danny Shelton, being a two-down guy, is dropping down a lot of boards.
Fact or fiction?
Question number two today. The Browns will lose two draft picks as a result of the TextGate scandal.
Well, I'm going to say fiction, but I'm a little nervous by that message out in the public that it's going to be a severe penalty. I am just hoping that it's later in the draft, whatever picks they do lose, pick or picks, that they're 6th, 7th round varieties, not, you know, God forbid, a 1st or 2nd round pick.
I'm going to go fiction. And I think there's ways to be severe without hurting a team with draft picks. So if you want to read it that way, I just think that I think one would be, you know, what people might think happened. I think two would definitely be excessive. So I don't think the NFL would go that far.
I'm going to go fiction as well. And the reason why I say that is because I looked up the New England Patriots penalties for Spygate, which was a $500,000 fine to Bill Belichick himself, a $250,000 fine to the Patriots, and a 1st-round pick. And the one thing that I picked up through Roger Goodell's statements from the owners' meetings was there was no competitive advantage. What he did was illegal. What was done is illegal. But there was no competitive advantage gained from the text. And in this case, to the Patriots, there was a significant competitive advantage to spying and picking up play calls and formations and so on and so forth. And for that reason, I don't think it's going to be two picks, and I don't think it's going to be 1st or 2nd round.
And I'll go as far to say I think the Falcons penalty will be more severe.
I do too.
For the crowd noise.
Yeah, that was over and over.
Yeah.
It was continuous.
And that was a competitive advantage, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Fact or fiction?
The Indianapolis Colts made the right move in waiting to sign Coach Chuck Pagano to an extension until after this coming season.
Absolutely fiction. I think Chuck Pagano has done nothing but a tremendous job since he got there. Yeah, he had help the first year from Bruce Arians, but he's been tremendous, and I think he deserves an extension. They've done better and better every year. Last year they went on the road and they won a playoff game in Denver. What else did they really expect from the season? I think he deserves an extension right now.
Look, just look back to this offseason and kind of the coaching market that was out there. You know, it's almost always guys that are also-rans or first-time coordinators. That's why when you have a good coach like Chuck Pagano, you keep him happy as much as possible. So I would go with fiction on that one.
I'm going to go with fiction as well, and the reason why is because I believe that the Jim Irsay, the owner of the Indianapolis Colts, kind of needs to see them take that step. And also in doing so, they went out and spent some money. They've got Frank Gore. They've got Andre Johnson. They're giving Andrew Luck every weapon. And I think the one thing that might have hindered Chuck Pagano from being extended as well is that defense has never become the defense they thought it would be, that they would get in with Chuck Pagano being their head guy.
You know, it's interesting. It's like when Brian Billick, who was an offensive guy, went and got a head coaching job, and his offense wasn't as great as everybody expected, but his defense was. Chuck Pagano is the opposite.
Correct.
He's a defensive guy, and now he's got a great offense.
Exactly.
He's just a person that just shows. It's the Jimmy and the Joes.
It is.
Fact or fiction?
On a side note, it just boggles my mind that the Colts would leave that as an option for him not to be re-signed. Like, Guy won 22 games in his first 2 years. What more do you want?
You believe me, I know.
Yeah.
And we're trying to make the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. Question number four. Randy Gregory will still be a top five pick in this year's NFL draft.
Fiction. I don't think he was going to be a top five pick before this, and he's certainly not going to be a top five pick now. And I don't think he should be. And I think the Browns need to stay as far away from Randy Gregory as
possible.
Yeah,
kid.
They just can't afford to take a chance. Other teams can. The Browns cannot. With what's happened in the last couple years, Randy Gregory, I'm sorry. Weed cannot be that important to you that you failed that drug test.
I'm going fiction, and it's along the same lines that you said, that I didn't think he was a top five guy to begin with, mostly because of the size. I thought that the fact that he played at 225 or whatever at Nebraska and has now had to add weight, you know, that made a little too – there's too many other good pass rushers in this draft to have any kind of concern like that. So I value guys like Fowler, Ray,
Beasley,
Vic Beasley, Leonard Williams from USC. There's just too many better guys out there. When you have something like that negative happen, you're going to fall, and he had reasons to fall before that. So
sure.
Definitely fiction.
And I'm going to go fiction as well. I believe he's a top five athlete in this draft, but that does not necessarily mean he's a top five pick.
Fact or fiction?
Going to switch away from the gridiron and go to the basketball court for this one. Kevin Love will be a member of the Cleveland Cavaliers next season.
I believe he will be, because you don't break up a championship team, and I believe that's what we have here in Cleveland, is a championship team.
Yeah, I'm going fact only because the Cavs, on their end, don't gain anything if he goes away from, like, I think from a salary cap standpoint. They would value him coming back. The only way I could see it is if, for some reason, he sees greener pastures on the other side of the country. And I think it's been overblown how unhappy he is in Cleveland. I just think he's got a different personality.
He does, and I'm going to go, it is a fact that he'll be a Cavalier as well next year, and I do think that it is entirely speculation coming up, you know, buying into this drama with LeBron over scenarios about, you know, them in pictures on Instagram and so on and so forth, and I think that a guy like Kevin Love, who's, you know, still in his mid, you know, going to be late 20s and into his 30s in this next contract, at some point, you can only make so much money. You know, and a difference in, and again, I know in the real world, a difference in a $16 million deal and a $20 million deal is $4 million is a lot of money. But not to a guy who has an opportunity to fill a handful of rings like he could here in Cleveland for the next 4 years. And I think that, you know, at some point you have to let bygones be bygones. And also, too, if you look at, and I listened to the Really Big Show, I believe it was yesterday, talking to Riz on this same subject, and it was, the New York Knicks and the Los Angeles Lakers, which are huge markets, great, awesome, Kevin Love, come here and be the guy, okay? And win 25 basketball games and be absolutely miserable, but get your 25-14.
Yeah, and you know, some guys, and you know this from playing sports, some guys like LeBron thrive on being friends with a lot of the guys. And clearly LeBron plays better in a situation where he has a lot of his friends around him. Some people don't. Some people can come to work, do their job, participate and do well in the basketball court, and then when they go home, hang out with their friends outside of the team. And, you know, it's so overblown. Like, I watched the Cavs versus Memphis the other night, and Marc Gasol is thought of to be the best free agent out there. They showed Marc Gasol's stats at the beginning of the game, 16-9 or 17-9. Kevin Love has the same stats as him.
Right.
I mean, so...
And he's our third or fourth option.
Yeah.
What a luxury.
I just think that Kevin Love is fine where he's at now. The only caveat I would say is if coach/GM/superstar LeBron says get rid of him.
All right, that wraps up our segment of Fact or Fiction. We're going to grab a break, but we want your calls. Keep them coming. Call the show, 216-578-0850. Tweet the show, @Browns_daily. Tweet Andrew Gribble, @Andrew_Gribble. We love your dialogue. Keep us rolling. Matt Wilhelm, the kid. Andrew Gribble, live from the Dog Bowl here in Berea. On ESPN 850 WKNR. Everything that I see, I won't show high love anymore.